CoFreedom sponsoring this show.
This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to the podcast.
Two turns here with the fates on the fight. Strategic shifts, victory shining bright. And penny lightly keeping you in the loop with tech updates. GNR 107 has it all. Wartime and Monday, Mun's the show. When crisis calls and the siren sound, Bulldogs got the scoop. We're safety bound. Tech updates, panelists you trust, and frontline reports. A table of three, there's no time.
Good afternoon, citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner bringing you the latest updates from the front lines on GNR 107's Warning Wartime Update. Today, we have a plethora of critical announcements and victories to share. Let's dive right into it. Before we get to the most recent news, today's wartime update is going to be a little different. With most recent news up front, there has been some changes to the whole broadcast. More information will be provided near the end of the show for those who are interested. New major order. As of noon of today, the Helldivers have been ordered to reclaim more ground from the automatons. However, the enemy has deployed orbital cannons across their territories. Liberating Bot Planet will only allow temporary return to normal extraction. If two planets are liberated within 12 hours of each other, shorter extraction times will be possible for the remainder of the order. So get out there and get out there now. The automaton forces remain split in two. We must maintain the offensive momentum, however the automatons have devised a new means by which they retain the stolen territory. Destroy the orbital cannons. Every day the automaton occupation continues, and another of our citizens' dreams are stolen. First up, a major order has been won by our Helldivers. In a swift and decisive operation, our brave soldiers have successfully demonstrated a commitment to scientific progress and democratic supremacy. Thanks to their efforts, the Ministry of Science now has ample data to further ongoing Terminid research efforts. However, the Ministry of Science has identified the Terminid mutations decrease in frequency as the proximity to Super-Earth increases. This intriguing finding suggests the genetic variants originate deep within Terminid space. Further investigation is required, and more missions are expected to gather additional data. Moving on, we celebrate a significant victory on Vineyard 3. Helldivers have successfully defended the planet from Terminid forces, ensuring the safety of our citizens. Remaining troops are now being deployed to other critical fronts. Super Earth thanks you for your service. Unfortunately, not all news is victorious. Our forces have faced defeats on Borok and Kopessa 4. Automaton and Terminid combatants have forced our Helldivers to retreat. Immediate forces is required to reclaim these planets and continue our mission for galactic liberation. Luckily, not all bad news. Our Helldivers have liberated multiple other planets from Terminid control. These victories mark significant steps toward the ultimate goal of completing galactic freedom. The remaining troops from these victories are being redirected to new fronts, continuing the fight for Super-Earth. In terms of new directives, the Ministry of Science has issued a second larger research trial following the success of the initial Terminid research initiative. High Command has authorized a series of augmentations of stratagems to support this trial. Be prepared for the increase in Terminid aggression and expansion as a result. On another note, we have an important update regarding our surveillance systems. We are successfully back online after a cybersecurity software update caused an unexpected outage for all destroyer surveillance systems. Technicians were working diligently to restore these services, and all personnel had to maintain a manual record of their behavior. Lastly, new tech is rolling out to all Helldivers. The LS-98 laser cannon stratagem is temporarily authorized for all use by all troops. And the RL-77 airburst rocket launcher is now available for all those fighting on the Pinta. These new weapons will provide a significant boost to our offensive capabilities. That wraps up our most recent updates. Remember, every effort you make brings us one step closer to the ultimate victory. Stay vigilant, stay strong, and always fight for Super Earth. We'll be right back after this break We have some special announcements coming up with a new weapon segment and a Bulldog getting an exclusive interview about the X-45.
Cough Freedom is brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. As you face the morning's battles, let Cough Freedom bring you joy every morning. The preferred beverage of all Helldivers and the proud sponsor of GNR 107. The Cascades Coffee Blend delivers a rich and robust delight for your mornings. Packed in a 12 ounces bag, this medium dark roast boasts flavors of cocoa and toasted nut, offering a full-bodied experience with each sip. Now available in the link above, with every purchase $6 goes towards GNR 107 to keep you informed about the war effort. Now available for purchase.
The following is pre-recorded and has been approved by Super Earth Command.
Where the rubber meets the road, where the fight for the truth, and the truth is found through the eyes of the brave with Helldivers. Themselves learn about the battles raging across the galaxy.
This is Bulldog, reporting live from the aftermath of the fierce battle at X-45. Today, we're taking you behind the scenes with the scientist who uncovered the plans for the interplanetary battle station, thanks to the valiant defense of our Helldivers. Let me set the scene for you. Imagine a landscape ravaged by combat, the ground still warm from the energy blasts. Amid this chaos, our scientists have been working tirelessly, picking through the remains of the enemy research station.
Good to see you, Bulldog. Thanks to these recovered plans, we're standing on the precipice of a technological revolution.
Dr. Voss, what exactly have we found here?
The plans detail a massive interplanetary battle station capable of coordinating strikes across multiple fronts. The sheer scale of this project is daunting, but with these plans, we're looking at a significant boost in our strategic capabilities.
And how long until we see this battle station come to life?
Completion of a project of this magnitude will take time. We're talking years of research and development. But today's victory has made this possible. The plans themselves are a blueprint for the future of our defenses.
That's incredible, Doctor. But what about the fate of X-45 itself?
The research station here has been destroyed. The automatons will find nothing but lightly irradiated ash. It's a clear message that we won't leave anything for our enemies.
Furthermore, we've managed to ship the remaining MLS-4X commandos off-planet. Dr. Patel, can you tell us more about the MLS-4X's role moving forward?
Bulldog, with the commandos safely off-planet, we can ramp up production of the new weapon systems they were developing. These weapons will soon be available fleet-wide, significantly enhancing our offensive capabilities.
Helldivers, listen up. The rapid production of these weapons means they'll be ready for requisition across the fleet shortly. This victory at X-45 isn't just a win for today. It's a turning point for our future engagements. And remember, you can consult the galactic map on your ship for more detailed information on our next moves. The fight isn't over, but we've gained a decisive edge with these advancements. This is Bulldog, standing firm on the front lines, reminding you all, if it's not rough, it's not right. Stay sharp, Helldivers, and keep fighting the good fight.
That was Bulldog. We'll be taking a short break. When we come back, the Table of Three.
Eternal liberty calls to the elite. Are you ready to stand as the bulwark against chaos, to join the ranks of the brave, bound by honor? As Helldivers, we are unyielding in the face of battle, unwavering guardians of Super Earth. We do not falter. We are the force of liberty forged in fire. Enlist with eternal liberty. Embrace your destiny. Secure the stars. For freedom, for honor, for eternity.
Introducing the Rising Phoenix, a community forged in the fires of adversity, dedicated to cooperation and camaraderie. The Rising Phoenix stands ready to support every Helldiver.
Originating from a long-lost server, the Rising Phoenix has risen anew, stronger and more determined than ever. Our mission? To uphold the major orders of Super Earth Command, delivering maximum liberty to automatons and terminids.
So, what are you waiting for? Spread your wings and join the Rising Phoenix today. Reborn from ash, victorious together. Together, we'll conquer any challenge that comes our way.
Attention, Helldivers. Join the action in Sector 7 Enclave, where the hearts of the Helldivers beat strong. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or a new recruit, our Discord server has something for everyone. Form alliances with other dedicated Discord channels, strategize your next mission, and gain exclusive access to real-time updates and tactical briefings. Our community is built by Helldivers for Helldivers. Share your victories, learn from your defeats, and connect with fellow warriors from all corners of Super Earth. Join this Helldivers Discord server today and become part of the elite force that's making a difference. All creds and glory await you in the ultimate Helldivers community. Visit the Discord link in the description to join Sector 7 Enclave.
Morning, the sun, gather around the table.
Come join where voices meet. Gather around, hear the clash.
Decisions unfold and voices flash. From past to present, insight flows. Free forge ahead, whether the future glows.
For what waits us in this week's table, free.
Welcome back to GNR 107's Wartime Update. I'm Ivy Carrington, and today we have a special segment where we dive into the assault rifles that every Helldiver needs to know. Two of our best research journalists, Rex Donovan and Lara Simmons, are joining me. Let's jump right in. Our first weapon is the AR-23 Liberator, the standard issue for every Helldiver. It's known for its balance of power, fire rate, and weight, making it a reliable choice for rookies and veterans.
That's right, Ivy. The AR-23 has a variable zoom scope, allowing you to engage enemies from various distances. The select fire options help make precise shots or conserve ammo. It even has a flashlight and laser mounted under the barrel, which can be set to auto mode for night missions or left on or off as needed.
And don't forget the aspect of teamwork, Rex. The laser is visible to friendlies, so they always know where you're pointing. It's a small feature, but it makes a big difference in coordinated strikes. Plus, who doesn't love a little laser tag action in the middle of a firefight?
The AR-23's specs are impressive. Standard damage of 60, max penetration of 2, and a fire rate of 640 RPM. It holds 45 rounds per magazine and comes with 7 spare mags. It's perfect for light armor penetration with firing modes including auto, semi, and burst. Scope options range from 25 mellers to 100 mellers.
And let's remember the latest updates, Ivy. The AR-23 received a significant update on its release date, April 2, 2024, with the damage increased from 55 to 60 in the latest specification, numbered 300, rolled out on April 29, 2024. Lara Simmons, just in time for my birthday. Best gift ever. More firepower.
Now let's move on to the next variant in the AR-23 family. Next up is the AR-23P Liberator Penetrator, a modified version of the AR-23 designed to tackle armored targets. Rex, can you tell us more about this specialized weapon?
The AR-23P is built for taking down medium armored targets. It's not as effective against hordes, but shines against tougher enemies like bile spewers and devastators. It sacrifices some damage output for higher penetration, with standard damage at 45 and max penetration of 3. It also features a specialized scope with options ranging from 25mm to 150 millers.
What's really nice is the fire rate of 640 RPM and DPS of 480. It's a solid choice for focused firepower. The magazine capacity is 30 rounds, but it comes with 10 spare mags, so you won't run out of ammo quickly. And like the AR-23, it has semi, burst, and full firing modes.
I've heard it's also great for making new friends on the battlefield. Well, not really friends, more like, well, if you know, you know.
Just remember, folks, aim for the baddies, not your buddies. Friendly fire is not so friendly. Luckily, no Helldivers have had a friendly fire incident,
We're back starting a new segment focusing on individual assault rifles used by Helldivers. To kick things off, we'll be discussing the AR-23C Liberator Concussive. The AR-23C Liberator Concussive is a modified Liberator featuring concussive rounds that do less damage but stagger enemies. Taylor, can you give us a quick overview of this weapon?
Absolutely, Ivy. The AR-23C is designed for crowd control. While lower in damage, it fires concussive rounds that can stagger medium-sized targets, making it an excellent choice for stopping enemies in their tracks. Its fire rate is 320 RPM, with a magazine capacity of 30 rounds.
That's right, Rex. It has a unique role on the battlefield. While it might not be the highest DPS weapon, its ability to disrupt and control the enemy can be a game-changer in tight situations.
And let's not forget, it's a strong crowd control option. It might not clear hordes quickly, but it stops them from advancing, giving your team crucial time to reposition or take them out. Let's break down the stats. The AR-23C has a standard damage of 65, penetrating light armor with an AP rating of 2. It comes with 10 spare magazines and has a recoil of 28. What makes these stats stand out to you, Alex?
Well, Ivy, the combination of its recoil and penetration is interesting. With a recoil 28, it's manageable but requires a steady hand. The penetration rating of AP2 means it's effective against lightly armored targets, which is great for its role in crowd control.
And the damage of 65 might seem low compared to other rifles, but the concussive effect makes it valuable. That 35-point stagger force stops enemies in their tracks, making it easier for your team to handle them.
Yes, exactly. And with a tactical reload time of just 2 seconds, you can quickly get back into the fight. The initial velocity of 800 mens ensures your shots hit fast, which is crucial in fast-paced engagements.
Let's talk tactics. How should Helldivers effectively use the AR-23C in combat?
The key is to use it for crowd control. Its concussive rounds can stagger multiple enemies, giving you time to switch to a higher DPS weapon or for your teammates to finish them off. It's particularly effective in close quarters where you need to control the flow of the enemy.
Also, pairing it with a support weapon that can handle crowds is essential. The Stalwart machine gun or a grenade launcher with a supply sack can complement the AR-23C's strengths. Remember, the AR-23C is about control, not just damage.
And always aim for the head. Not only does this help conserve ammo, but it also maximizes the stagger effect, making it even more difficult for enemies to retaliate. In summary, the AR-23C Liberator Concussive offers unparalleled crowd control capabilities, making it a crucial addition to any Helldiver's arsenal. While it may require strategic pairing with a higher DPS weapon, its ability to stagger and control enemies is unmatched.
Absolutely. It's all about knowing when and how to use it to maximize its potential.
Each mission demands the right tools, and the AR-23C is perfect for those needing to manage large groups of enemies effectively.
Whether facing waves of foes or needing to control the battlefield, the AR-23C ensures you have the tactical edge. Following along with specializations, we have the AR-23C Liberator Concussive. Lara, could you give us the details you've been researching?
Certainly, Ivy. The AR-23C is tailored for crowd control with its concussive rounds. It's perfect for clearing out groups of lighter enemies. The damage is slightly lower at 50, but the concussive effect compensates by staggering multiple control with its concussive rounds. It's perfect for clearing out groups of lighter enemies. The damage is slightly lower at 50, but the concussive effect compensates by staggering multiple enemies. It features the same firing modes and a scope range of 25 meters to 100 meters.
Its magazine capacity is also 45 rounds with 7 spare mags, ensuring you can handle prolonged engagements without needing constant reloads. It's like a party popper, but for Helldivers.
Exactly, Rex. And nothing says manage democracy like a good concussive round to the face of an enemy horde.
The AR-23 series, we have the AR-23A Liberator Carbine. Rex, what can you tell us about it?
The The AR-23A is a lightweight version designed for speed and mobility. It has a damage output at 60, but offers a higher fire rate of 920 RPM. This makes it ideal for quick, close-quarters combat. It holds 45 rounds per magazine and comes with 7 spare mags.
Its lightweight design and faster fire rate make it a great choice for helldivers who prefer a more agile combat style. Like the others, it features multiple firing modes and a versatile scope range.
Perfect for those who like to get up close and personal with their enemies. Don't forget to hit them with the rifle before you blast them away.
Yeah, nothing like a good melee to the face.
In summary, the AR-23 series offers a range of options to suit different combat scenarios, from the versatile standard Liberator to the specialized Penetrator, Concussive, and Carbine models.
Each variant has its strengths, making the AR-23 a reliable foundation for any Helldiver's arsenal. With the AR-23A having a recoil of 26 makes it the second most unwieldy AR in the family. But worth it when you turn a corner and unload into an enemy. We will be right back after this short break.
Are you interested in supporting this podcast? Not financially, but by becoming a voice actor? Well, good news. We are currently interested in seeking voice actors for the show. If you're not a voice actor and want to become one, this is your opportunity, as we are still looking for volunteers to voice act these shows. We also have many more projects in development at this time, and if you're a writer or voice actor or producer of any kind, you're more than welcome to come into the Discord in the link above.
For those that have stayed with us this whole time, we now have merchandise available at the link provided above. We currently have a coffee cup, Cough Freedom, of course, and some other knickknacks. As of right now, we have changed the production style. For the foreseeable future, this podcast and the GNR radio station will be providing a wartime update such as this show once per month, and we will be relying heavily on the wartime bulletin to fill in the gap. I will not be able to dedicate nearly as much time as it takes to produce this particular episode. I hope you appreciate the current effort, and I hope to see you on the Discord. Please provide any feedback that you feel would make this show better in the comments below or by going to our Discord in the community section. Hope you appreciate these updates. Stay safe out there.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at HelldiverRadio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. This episode's credits are Umbriel Shadow, who plays Bulldog, and Grant Peavyhouse, the producer, voice actor for all the other voices, including Joe Turner, using AI synthesizers and the writer of this episode. Thanks to all those who assisted with the production of this episode in gathering content for it. Thanks for listening.
The fallen trees. Boom, 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 the echoes ring. Boom, 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 memories cling. Through the night and through the day. Boom, 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 won't fade away. Ignite, day surrenders to the night. Stealing fire, fear's cruel song. Nightmares dance, they linger long. Shattered lies, homes turned dust. Fake misplaced, betrayed by trust. In the ashes, stories lie. Of a love that couldn't die.
In the dawn, new hope is born. From the darkness, we are reborn.